USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is expressing confidence that a deal to raise the debt ceiling can be reached before the U.S. defaults, and Congressman Bob Good agrees, as long as there are deep budget cuts.
The American people, though, don't want an increase without responsible cuts in spending and reforms to put us on a path to fiscal responsibility.
Good, who's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, would also like to see work requirements for some people who receive federal aid. Some Senate Democrats want President Biden to stop negotiating with Republicans to raise the debt limit and instead use the 14th Amendment. They sent a letter to the president saying budget cuts House Speaker McCarthy is proposing are unacceptable. A president using the 14th Amendment to unilaterally raise the debt ceiling has never been done before and would most likely result in a court challenge. The man accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in their off-campus housing has been formally charged. A grand jury indicted 28-year-old Brian Koberger on charges of first-degree murder. Koberger, who says he's innocent, remains in jail. Democrats on the Hill say without expanding the Supreme Court, our planet is in jeopardy.
Democrats are introducing legislation to expand the Supreme Court. A group of U.S. Senate and House Democrats reintroduced the Judiciary Act of 2023. It's a bill that would add four seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Constitution generally grants Congress control over the size and structure of the federal courts. However, since the end of the Civil War, the court size has been set at nine justices. Georgia's Democrat Representative Hank Johnson says the Supreme Court must expand to save democracy and the planet.
And today, a 6-3 far-right supermajority on the United States Supreme Court threatens our rights, our democracy, and our planet.
I'm Lance Pry.
An Illinois ban on assault weapons is being allowed to go into effect today. The Supreme Court ruled that ban can temporarily take effect. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams would like the federal government to declare a state of emergency for his city due to the influx of migrants seeking asylum.
This is an emergency. It's baffling to me that there are those on a national level are not understanding what this is doing to New York City.
Adams said the city is out of shelter room and almost 50% of all hotel rooms are being used to house migrants at the taxpayers' expense. President Biden is speaking out against anti-Semitism.
He hosted lawmakers and community leaders for a reception at the White House on Tuesday to mark Jewish American Heritage Month.
In America, evil will not win. Hate will not prevail. The venom and violence of anti-Semitism will not be the story of our time.
The president also noted that the 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, was what convinced him to make a White House run in 2020. There, protesters carried torches and chanted phrases that included, "Jews will not replace us." I'm Skip Kelly.
We could be in for some power problems this summer, according to the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. They've released a report that says the vast majority of the U.S. power grid may face elevated power outage risks this summer during bad weather. The report went on to say there's an increased risk due to the greater reliance on renewable energy resources. The report author stressed, however, this is not a prediction, and if the weather is fine, the power grid will be too. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.